Hola.
Hello, is
who is this?
Marcus Williams there?
How can I help you?
I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen as at random, and your individual
wow.
answers are confidential. Okay?
Whoa.
First, are you in a place where you could talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Okay. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Okay. And what is your age?
I'm 37.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, or other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Wow. I've been voting for a while, and I'm not sure this is 50-50.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First person, Tammy Baldwin, from 0 to 100. How would you rate?
50.
Okay. Next person, J.D. Vance.
I've never heard.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
0.
Okay. Donald Trump.
50.
Okay. Republican Party.
50.
Okay. Project 2025.
0.
Okay. Democratic Party.
50.
Okay. And Joe Biden.
50.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next question. I know it's still a long ways off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. For whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I'm going to have to say undecided.
Okay, thank you. Next question. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Okay. And what do you need to hear about from the candidates in order to make a choice?
I don't need to hear nothing. I know Trump ain't gonna play. I don't believe in Harris, and I just know Trump ain't gonna play with the foreigners. So I think you're probably going with Trump. But like I said, I'm not sure. I'm just so undecided this year. It's unbelievable.
Okay. 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 All right. And let's see here. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 100, zero to 10, where 10 means that is it's very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Okay. Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends, who in return take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting, and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work that working people can get ahead. Would you rate that from...
You know, it sounds like Trump. I'll say that's him. That's the thing I don't like about him right there.
Okay. So from 0 to 10, very convincing, somewhat convincing, with a 5 or 0, not at all convincing. How would you?
I'll say that's a 10. I'll say that's a convincing.
Okay.
That's the type of person he is.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next, if Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and mega extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There's no telling how much damage he could do with a second term, but we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power. How would you rate that? 0 to 10.
8.
Okay. Thank you. MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in the country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and honors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. If we want the history our children learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that from 0 to 10. Okay, thank you. Elections have real consequences of our lives. Trump's packed Supreme Courts have undermined our rights of freedom. They have overturned Roe v. Wade, taken away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action laws, which help people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on his out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights from 0 to 10. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I gotta say Trump. I'm more to worry about the war than that's all that
Okay.
Black and white stuff.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10. How would you?
5.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that that statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5, it is a somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Now, first statement, Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana charges. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. Rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses, Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
I did hear that about her. I thought that was pretty awful of her. I believe that's a 10, that I believe that is true.
Okay.
And that's the reason of not to vote for her.
Okay.
So I'm not sure, do I put the stake in 0 or do I put the stake in 10?
Okay.
If I agree with that.
Okay. Well, if you agree with that, that would be very convincing to
vote for her.
Right.
To vote for her?
Yes. Yes. Convincing reason to vote for her.
I say 0.
0. Okay. Okay. Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making lives more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help working people get ahead. Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, very convincing, or anything in between to vote.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and cannot do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that would reverse the overturn of Roe v. Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. 0 to 10.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I gotta say I'm decided. For the moment, Trump. Obviously, Trump.
Okay. All right. Once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10. How motivated are you?
5.
Okay. All right. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when you get to your category, okay? 0 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate.
Some college.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Okay. And would you, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Hey.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
I never did it before, so I had to do it. Thank you.
Thank you. No, it counts. It counts. I mean, that's what, you know, your opinion. It's your opinion, all right?
So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You're welcome.